He's back.
Oh, no. No, hold on. Sorry. I'm fucking everything up. I was trying to get us on the air. I have cake.
So eat it.
The food?
Oh, the food.
Did your daughter make it?
No, I got it from Fred Meyer. I had them write Happy 16th Halloween. Emily. And she misspelled Halloween.
Hey, you should play the fucking all the fivers you got for her.
Nah.
They're too personal.
Well, no, it's I don't know.
Well, I mean, you should make it available.
Yeah, I don't know. It was funny.
My mom's very curious what the fat lady had to say.
Oh, didn't I show you?
And she thinks
you should call me.
You're such a nice dad for doing it. And she's like, that's so nice of him.
Your mom totally wants to do me.
I think so. She's all about Brad Carter.
All right, so I'm putting this on the feed, so we have to announce this is the official after show for the phone show.
He's a good looking guy.
Hey, everybody. It's Herbal.
Hi, Herbal.
Herbal! Hey.
Herbal.
How'd you get on? I didn't add you.
What's that?
How'd you get on? I didn't add you. God damn it.
I hack sword.
Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
Hello, Night Asylum. You sound very authoritative.
Night Asylum.
Night Asylum.
Yes, Tom Calloway, New Mexico State Police. How you doing?
Oh, crap.
Oh.
Hey, this Saturday.
Oh, Skunkworks?
This Saturday, you have to be at the Backspace Cafe for the technical writer release party.
Oh, shit. So Team Wasp is in the chat.
We'll meet you there. Oh.
Hello.
Dark Stranger, please ban Team Wasp.
Hello. How are you?
That was excellent. You got about 12 to 15 people in the city of Portland right now wondering what is going on with your ad.
Oh, was that? Did you set that up for us?
What do you think?
Did you set
it
up?
Well, I'm first of all going to probably end up having to trace this phone call.
All right,
and then find out what your address is.
So
it's called backtracing, dude.
Oh, crap. You sound like Skunkworks.
Yeah, can you even hear us? Are you just playing a soundboard or something?
It sounds like Skunky.
How many fingers am I holding up?
He's clicking it.
Unit 2514.
Right, there we go.
Okay.
Hit the flash button. Took a second to load.
Unit 2514.
I'm hanging up. I'm creeped out.
Yeah.
No, don't be. He sounds like a goofball.
Local ad. Oh,
it sounded like Skunkworks, didn't it?
It sounded like a soundboard.
It's yeah, but it sounded like a soundboard of Skunkworks.
Then he talked about Portland, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Took that guy a while to, like, answer, though. Made me think he was clicking on a soundboard.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Night Asylum. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Dark Stranger.
Hi. I came in to say that I think Matt Hillock should be mod, by the way.
Thank you, buddy.
Team Wasps called me a wussy.
Only because
my feelings
are
hurt.
Team Mantis for the win.
Well, yeah, I think so, because the girls will win.
The only choice is...
Bye.
So, I forgot. Hey, Kissons. Bye, Kissons.
Nice tits, Matt Hillock.
Thanks.
That's what all the ladies say to him. So there's this news story that I was reading today, but I didn't add it to
is
the...
Is it breaking?
Phone show news.
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap.
Hit it. Aw, yeah.
For suicide hotline workers, pranks are an unfortunate reality. Cadillaga, New York.
Depressing breaking news.
That's not cool. Dude,
that's got smells like Team Wasp.
I don't know. People always like just say, "Oh, you're just overreacting." You know, you can prank call suicide hotlines. It's not a big deal.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it either.
That's the thing. I just don't like it. I think you're kind of an asshole. But this article says, like, it's quote from a police officer. In extreme cases, such as the one described in this article, their arrests are actually made. Like this guy did this. It actually sounds kind of funny. Well, no, it sounds horrible. But like, she's like, I had this lengthy, frustrating phone call with a frantic veteran. that ended with a sudden gunshot, and she was upset. She couldn't work for the rest of the day. She thought about quitting. It goes on and on about that kind of stuff. And then the cops went to the house of whoever made the call, so I guess they traced it, and they found out it was a prank.
That reminds me depressing of like the steel workers who work on the Golden Gate Bridge and how they have like psychological training to try to coach people like from jumping.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's even more depressing, sorry.
Thanks.
Have you ever watched the documentary The Bridge?
Yeah.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's excellent. I also found from that there's this like forest in Japan where
I know the suicide forest.
That's so creepy.
Wow, it's a suicide forest.
All I ever watch is cartoons.
They go to this forest and just mic check.
Who's mic checking?
Hi, Samantha.
Why is Weeping Angel back?
What the hell?
I want Samantha and Laugh Track Matt to give each other virtual hugs right now.
Hi, Matt. I miss you.
Yeah.
Give him kisses.
You can massage my dick and then it'll all be okay.
Yay, he's talking to you, Samantha.
Baby steps.
I'm so happy. Christian, call Outback Steakhouse, because that's what he's good for.
That's pretty much it.
But you look snazzy in your shirt.
Oh yeah!
So,
yeah.
So everybody that means should purchase cool, one of right? those shirts,
huh?
That means we're cool, Matt.
No, cool. By no means we're cool.
Basically, we're cool though.
It'll be cool when you give me a hand job and I'm fucking.
So essentially, it's already cool.
Yeah, hey Matt, just meet her at Nauticon and she'll give you that hand job.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd hug Matt. It will lead to other things.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are we?
0.
Negative.
Orange.
But we're talking right now, so I think we're at least like 5.5.
I talk to people I hate all the time.
I'd say you're at a 1 or 2.
No, I think we're past the halfway point.
I don't know. I think Matt's
Can we make some calls?
I think Matt's being civil for the sake of the after show.
I think you need to give him a hug and a happy ending.
Can I quit a job and break the tension?
Oh yeah, let him quit a job at some place.
Do it.
Oh
we believe
yeah.
in you.
I thought Herbal was Carlito.
No, he's a different guy. Herbal's a lot cooler than Carlito.
Dark Stranger, why'd you leave Weeping Angel in here again?
Oh, hi. Come and go?
Yep.
Hey, you're not talking very loud. Can you speak the fuck up?
Can I help you?
Speak up. That's how you can help me.
Can I help you?
I just want to let you know I can't come in tomorrow. I quit. I got a new job.
Okay, and this is...
This is Roy. So if you could just let them know. I'll come in and get my check in a couple weeks.
Okay, and you said this is Roy?
Yeah, you might have to work a double, because I'm not going to be there in the morning.
Okay, you sure you got the right come and go?
Yeah, on 154th Street.
Okay, all right, just make
and
sure.
I don't appreciate your attitude about it either. You know, it's not easy for me having to quit a job like this.
Right, okay, I will talk to you later.
No, you won't, because I'm not coming in. I think your giggling kind of gave it away.
I didn't giggle.
I blame you.
I coughed at the end, but I didn't giggle.
You ruined everything.
Yeah, I didn't do shit. Don't try to blame me. I was just grinding some pot.
Herbal, were you wanting to quit a job? Was it you that said that?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's come and go.
With the same job.
I'll post the address.
Sure, get a job.
Is this the drive-through convenience store?
Matt, you should try to get a job.
Coming at number 474, this is Daniel. How can I help you?
Daniel, hey. How's it going, man?
No, it's all right. What's up?
This is Hector. I work at that store in the morning. Well, I would like to respectfully quit. I feel really bad about what happened this morning. And
Wait. You sure you're calling the right come and go? Because we don't have anybody named Hector that works here.
Dude, it's time for me to come clean. I've been doing a lot of drinking at the come and go. In fact, I got the job at the Come and Go because I was drunk driving, saw the sign, and laughed my head off. I walked in, half-baked, and they just hired me right away. Like, they just put this smock on me, and it said Hector, and it's like I lost my identity, and I don't know anymore. I just gotta quit. I just need to clear my head.
All right. No problem, man. You have a good night.
I went to freaking I tripped mushrooms in Mojave, man.
You're tripping balls, man.
Should I call him back or not?
You look like a John, Arby.
Is that a yes or a no?
Enjoys the host.
It's like someone sure, wants yeah, to call back and be my sponsor.
I'm gonna apply for a job.
I'm gonna get a job.
I like my hair is not Brad. I'm gonna
apply for a job too.
Oh gosh, everything's locking up. Oh, here it goes. So this is the next one. Wait, was I supposed to call it back?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I can call it back.
It's fine.
Talk about a job.
Okay, so I should call the next one then.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Matt Ops, 2012. I'm going to write a sign.
I'm posting the address for when they say you got the wrong one.
Yeah, let's quit this job.
You have reached a number.
Nice Shanka there.
They came and went.
Didn't.
Yeah, I looked up the proper name for those hats.
DS, why don't you fucking boot this dick?
Because he wants to be booted. Make him feel better.
Who?
So?
Weeping Angel?
Weeping Angel.
Yeah.
Where are these at?
Tiny Chat.
It's in Omaha, Nebraska. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Murder capital of the United States.
D.C.?
No, Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, it's nice you put on the hat to keep your head warm from all the snow.
Yeah, yeah. It helps.
Flint, Michigan isn't number one anymore.
Flint goes back and forth. I know a bra that lives there, and she's got an awesome shirt. It's Flint, Michigan, where we eat our young.
Very true. That is my hometown, so.
Yeah, that's the broad I fucking like half fucked one time.
Is there a story behind that slogan?
Huh?
Yeah.
Just the tip?
How do you half bang someone? Like four months?
Because I had to fucking put on a stupid condom and shit, and I went soft, and then I was drunk, and then so I just pulled it off and threw it at my buddy that was in the other bed, and then pissed my pants and went to sleep.
Jesus.
You're a winner.
Holy shit. Are you sure it wasn't like a Doritos bag?
Matt
like,
wins
with
the
duct
prize.
Tape
no,
around?
It was real. Because I had some.
Last night, Matt?
No, it was like a year ago. Or, whatever.
It was Friday.
Story time with Matt Hillock.
Wow. What the hell? Everything.
When do you start your own show, Matt?
What? Story time with Hillock.
There doesn't need to be a show. It's just like, come on whenever. I could ask a couple questions and just let it go.
We always go make on. This plan, right, but it never happens.
Me and,
Come and go, this is John. Can I help you?
Yeah, John. Go, man.
I want to quit my fucking job and take it and shove it.
Okay. who am I talking to?
Oh, you know who this is. Fuck you. I won't be in tomorrow morning. My buddy here, too, he's also quitting. So good luck filling tomorrow's position.
None of us are going to be in the morning.
Yeah, you're going to have to you're gonna have to sell your fucking cigarettes yourself.
You're not getting any dairy deliveries
you
either.
You cancer merchant.
Fucking heretic.
Take your bullshit.
No more selling beer to underage kids.
He's gone. Let's call back.
That was believable.
That bastard.
Who's
taking it? We have to decide who's taking
everybody.
It. Or no
everyone
one
all at
everyone.
Once. That's
everyone
the best prank call.
Come and go. This is Don.
Hi, Don.
I want about the job.
Quit.
We're all quitting.
We want to take the job. I want a job.
I don't
want to
be there.
He wants Don. To take our job.
I want a job. I want a good job.
I want a
job. I want a job. Hey, I want a job.
I got so drunk, I had a resolution. Job.
My artistic.
Barbed wire on the back. And you tell me to kill things.
Team Butterfly. Is this the Come and Go on Madison Street?
Team Butterfly.
Hello, sir. Are you there?
Team Mantis.
God damn it.
I will pull wings up. Any Team Mantis toboggan. I see.
Doctor,
I will pull wings off the fucking goddamn butterfly. Fuck those guns.
You should do the plaid pantries.
It doesn't matter because everybody just wants to holler.
I like doing stuff that's, you know, like 1,000 miles away from me.
Here, look. Bring, bring. Hello. I'm a store. I'm a store. Hello. Welcome to the plaid pantry. Just scream gibberish at me and I'll hang up.
Just for me. I think it'll go well.
Having trouble getting things to connect now. That's what she said.
It's nice to see that Rob is alive.
Rob the hyena?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Stuff.
Where'd he go?
He mysteriously disappeared.
Oh, he just pretends he has a life and just disappears constantly, just like Roxy.
Well, Rob,
when's his show coming back?
Who cares?
Are you talking about RTH?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was working on his coolness so he could be as cool Rob.
Where do you see that he's back?
Does he listen?
I miss Rob the Hyena.
The Hyena is nowhere near as cool Rob.
Mm-mm. Take a while to get to that level.
Do you guys call a dong over there the same thing as what we call a dong?
A dong?
Wiggery-do?
Like a dick?
Yeah, like a dick.
Are you saying do we call it a dong?
Are you saying dick?
Doolong, and that's what I.
Yeah, no. There's a Chinese restaurant called the On Dong Chinese Restaurant in Honolulu.
Interesting. Let's call them.
I have a restaurant.
You want to order a dong?
Oh,
Chinese restaurants in Honolulu are.
This is some of these reviews. Like I grew up eating on dong. since my parents.
Hard to hear, Evie. You should turn your mic up slightly, Evie. That would be awesome. Cause I feel like
mine.
I feel like I'm yelling over you. I always interrupt.
Don't people. Tell her what.
You can yell over me. That's okay.
Okay. I'm an ass, and I always do that. Oh, sorry.
Hi.
Roy, speak to you.
Hello.
This is Comico.
We all quit our job.
I want to.
LOL.
Quit.
I'm done.
You can take the job and shove it right up into your ass. Right
put it in your butt, like. Boy. It's in your butt.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a job now. You know anyone who's looking?
I got a job for you, sweetheart.
Shut up, Ben.
Why don't you try to sell them the Prince Albert papers?
Okay.
Calling about your opening.
Let's call that one back. And I'll pretend to be the corporate office, and we'll see if after that prank call, they still believe that I'm in the corporate office.
Okay.
Or should I ask for
a
manager?
I believe in you.
Should I ask for a manager, or should I get a phone number? Or, I mean, should I get a customer?
Get a customer. Do surveys for customers.
Do the 30-second, like, everything you can get for free challenge.
Yeah, I really want to do that. Like,
but he has to say the code word at the end.
You should do a different one.
Yeah, it's not going to work now because he heard it.
Sorry. Sorry.
Hey.
We'll call right back.
You're the corporate off.
Call a 24-hour Safeway. You get a customer.
Oh, call the Dong restaurant for Tristan. Oh, he looked up the number for you. He wants to order a dog.
Remember when we got locked in the fucking freezer at the 24-hour Safeway? And we had to cuddle together to keep each other warm.
Ooh.
And like you both just kind of reflected on all the past episodes as you were locked in. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I like that.
What?
Is there anything more?
Your past adventures.
Just cuddling?
There's a 24-hour Safeway number.
Tell me, Matt, if you were stuck in the food freezer, that you wouldn't take a giant salami and put it near your crotch. Like, that would be the first thing I'd do.
It would be frozen, you goof.
Just to be funny, though. You'd be like, ah, it's my penis.
Hey, look at this. Look at this big salami, Evie.
While you wait for the ambulance or, you know, the employees to leave so you can steal all the meat.
No, we're not if you're locked in there. What, you steal it and what, strap it to yourself? And
then have you seen Trailer Park Boys?
Yes, I have.
Die with meat strapped to you?
What are we calling, Tristan?
This is the on dome.
Oh. Are you gonna take their job?
Safeway.
You should watch that. Download that, Tristan.
Is that even ringing?
Oh. Hey. You should call somewhere and tell them that we're replacing them in 10 minutes.
Yeah. I like that. There was a replay on the stream the other day where you guys were calling Blockbusters and telling them they were fired already and they shouldn't be open.
Yeah, we never succeeded in that. I always wanted to make that actually happen, get them to close down a Blockbuster.
Team Wasp.
We need to do that before Blockbusters really are just completely gone.
By the way, did you hear about Redbox, like, actually opening stores?
No, that's weird. Why would they?
That's backwards.
That did not
the point.
That's
odd, stupid people.
That's a joke, right?
No, there was this
like the cupcake thing, machine.
I think it was on Ars Technica, where the idea was you get like this flash drive from Redbox,
yeah,
and you physically go in there and just like pick a movie from like thousands of them and just put it on the thumb drive and take it home.
I've heard that story.
Hey, Ando Manzemira.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Yo.
Habla inglés?
Hello?
Hola. Speak English? ¿Qué pasó?
Click.
I'll call right back. Evie, if you're sending me Safeway, I don't see it anywhere. Can you just post it in
language?
System. Enter code.
Almost Portuguese.
System. Enter code.
Enter code system.
There we go. That was the code for a fax machine.
That's the code to say, stay away, Captain Crunch.
Press all the buttons. Oh, his code is...
Hey, Scott. I quit. I'm done.
Hello?
You won't push me around anymore, Scott. You know what?
Hello?
I quit. Scott?
Hello? Is that the on-dong?
I'm forcing Roy to quit his stupid job. Give him shitty hours every week.
Sir, can you hear us?
He's sick of taking your dong.
Take that as a yes.
It's all fun and games till you ask a question.
No more dong, I tell you.
Don't dong you.
Not going to take any more of your faggotry.
Speaking of which,
no, we're
like,
okay with
we
the game.
Angels, like,
oh my god.
Oh no.
Bad shit.
That's the trace button.
And fucking we're and fucked goddamn now. DS won't toss him.
Do you want me to toss him? I don't want to toss him. That's.
What's he doing?
Do you want me to toss him?
He's talking mad shit.
Fine, I'll toss him just for you.
Here, I'll toss him. I'll toss him so DS doesn't have to be the bad guy.
I just automatically mute him because.
It's just that he took over the chat, you know, he's just filling it up.
Yeah, he's... he loves being irritating, I don't know.
I know.
Can I just give him another chance because I'm trying to be nice?
I try to be nice to him because, you know, he was kind of awesome because he was listening to the show on the phone handset. But
but
lately it's like nonstop.
Who knows
just...
if he really was?
It's kind of like solid...
I try to be a good person and give people another chance.
This is a brothel.
But,
yeah.
You know.
You're awesome, Dark Stranger. You
number 16, can I help you?
I quit.
Hello?
Hi. Who is
can
this?
I help you?
Yeah. This is Morgan. I work the morning shift, and I quit. I'm done. I'm through.
Wonderful.
No more watering
Congrats.
Down the vodka for me. I'm through.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Love it. Bye.
All right. No. Hold on. I want you to take some things off my paycheck, okay?
She hung up.
Damn it.
Yeah, because DS
is
supposed
quitting.
To do it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to have to like start being organized and make some calls.
One of these days I'm going to get organized. You know, like the signs I have up in offices.
Challenges.
And if Christmas, nobody, if nobody camp. Gets the awesome goddamn the taxi driver thing where he says, I'm going to get one of those days. Science says one of these days I'm going to get organized. me and Trigel watched Taxi Driver last night.
I bet it was still awful.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
It's a great movie.
Watch Lolita like a second.
Just kidding, Legend.
Where's Legend?
I love Taxi Driver. I tried to call him earlier and he didn't pick up.
Taxi Driver's awesome. And I'm like, I realized like this kid, he knew like none of it. Like he saw it and maybe saw bits of it one time. And like I'm like, that's shit me and Legend joke about all the time. Like, you totally.
Oh yay.
Real quick. When we're doing that shit, you don't even know what we're talking about, and you just laugh.
Does Milkman on Carlito show, isn't he a taxi driver in Florida?
Yeah. All the good prank shows have their own taxi driver that calls in.
This is M. Hillock.
Did you listen to him randomly get mad like a couple of shows ago?
No, I missed it. I heard about it. I need to.
This is a Hillock here calling?
Yeah, it's an Australian M. Hillock.
Oh,
ask if his second name is fucking.
Oh, hang on. No, sorry, the number's wrong.
Oh, fuck. Hello.
Oh. Hello. Is this M. Hillock? No, just hang up. Yeah. Cockknucker. Raise your shirt, by the way, Tristan.
Have you been to fucking, Tristan?
It's good, like, but it's fuck. If I've been to fucking, is that Austria? Hang on, call this guy.
Oh, I thought it was in Australia.
No, Austria.
His shirt's backwards. Yeah. It's because he's in Australia. How come it's backwards?
They always do that on the internet. It's like, well.
Hello?
Is Mr. Hillock there?
She's in the shower at the moment. Who's this?
She's in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. This is M. Hillock calling from the States. I'm trying to track down my genealogy. Should I call back? How long until she's done watching her privates and whatnot?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say maybe in 20 minutes.
Oh, jeez. That's got to be a hell of a bush. All right, love. I'll call back.
All right. Bye.
God bless.
Fucking bitch.
Man, your relatives are
beat when you said she's washing her private bits.
Thanks for 20 minutes. It must be like a cave.
It's like a fucking forest down there, yeah. I gotta go grab a power cord. I'll be right back, yo.
That's where all the bats are. Go spelunking down in her private bit.
Do those bats from Empire Strike Back live.
So should we shut down some Blockbusters or something?
Yes.
Can we?
They're not all shut down already.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to find one that picks up because they've shut down so many.
Come and go 469, this is Gerald.
Hi, this is David from the corporate office.
Yes?
Hi, I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
No, I don't have any customers in here right now.
Oh, there's not any outside that are getting ready to come in? Like, I could wait a minute.
No. I just have my truck just showed up, that's it.
Your truck?
Yeah.
By itself?
They're here to deliver my...
Oh, the truck. Oh, could I talk to one of those guys, please?
They're still parking and stuff, if you want to wait a minute, sure.
Okay, sure.
That's different. I've never had someone call on an overnight.
Oh, yeah. We usually don't do it on the night shift, but I guess they've been running behind all week.
They usually take a minute to come in, so I'm going to sit down the phone, and I will hand it to one of them as soon as they come in.
Okay, that works. That way we can giggle and stuff. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Giggle. So the same thing has happened before in the past. where the delivery drivers came in and we accused them of stealing.
Oh, don't do that.
What?
Don't accuse them of stealing.
Why not? Why not, Evie?
I don't tell them that they can take some beer.
They're not gonna. They're delivery drivers. They're not gonna fall for it.
Where can I take beer from? What?
We should call a place where Matt can get some free beer.
Like Matt's gonna leave his apartment. Don't be crazy, Evie.
Yeah. Matt, that's crazy.
Matt only goes outdoors to go to Nauticon.
I went out today to mail Trevor shit out.
What are you mailing, Trevor?
A shirt and some bunch of crap.
Wait.
Cost me $12.
When you said Matt only goes out for Nauticon, I just imagine Matt walking outside with like a black trench coat hissing at the sun.
I have a black trench coat. I always feel weird going out. People think I'm a killer.
Well, some people say on my killer YouTube video that I hiss at the sun in it.
It really upsets you.
But I'm like...
Like the one where you're selling the book on the street.
So, Evie, if I can't say he stole, what can I say? He's not going to buy the whole shopping spree thing.
Okay.
Is there a recall on beer?
He pissed on display.
Okay, that's perfect.
I get him to dump something out.
Did you ever see the video of the lady that took a shit
Try to predict what he's going to be bringing in and that he has to not bring it.
Wait, I didn't hear any of that. What?
Sorry.
What's going on with the drivers? He could have given the phone to whoever that customer just was.
Fucking cunt.
Mr. Spessa has a good idea.
Oh, Jesus. Does it involve felonies?
Yes.
Sort of.
Why wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Say you're the governor of the state and that you get a reprieve and you're glad you called like 1 second before the switch was about to be flipped and give this guy this huge guilt trip.
That's great.
One number off from the courthouse or whatever.
I think the night guy completely forgot we're here.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'll just let them finish their delivery and they can talk in an hour.
I love Kids in the Hall.
We should call back and
fuck
ask
Kids in the Hall and fuck
tell him that he's in trouble for leaving.
Okay.
What was that, Evie?
Tell him that we're pissed off and we're corporate then that he left the phone off the hook. We should call back.
Well, it's going to be busy if we do that.
It'll go to the fax machine. This is the default. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, I know it's weird, but it's my own phone.
Can you make a really loud noise?
Oh, wait, shh.
Here he comes.
Hello?
Hi, this is David from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Yeah.
And we're watching on the cameras right now, and... We saw what you did, and we're going to have to ask you to leave the store.
What did we do?
When you pissed on the display?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
No, it was you. I saw it on the camera, and I see you talking on the phone right now. And it was clearly you.
And nope.
You're not allowed in our store anymore. You're not allowed to piss on our displays.
Who are we?
You're the
Who am I?
You're the delivery truck. You're the guy that pisses on our displays.
Where are we from?
I can't see the truck. I just saw you piss on the display.
Okay,
and then
if
you walked
from
over,
corporate, you would know who we're from.
And then he got... Oh. Well, that should cause some fun commotion for that guy.
He was a smart truck driver.
Yeah, he was actually pretty informed.
Well, the people at all these Comago stores,
characters.
The people at all these
truck drivers, it's like a smart thing. Like people just think they're idiot hillbillies.
No,
but, like you gotta like travel your way around the whole goddamn. Country.
Generally, I think it leans more toward being a dumb hillbilly than a genius.
I really don't think so. I've talked to a lot of them. But like, they've got all like GPS and their shit and like.
Oh, they can work a touch screen.
No, but I mean,
you have to know how to deal with people.
Yeah, they they don't take a lot of shit from nobody either. Like, truck drivers are pretty cool motherfuckers.
Okay,
dude.
That's it. We're going to have to chart our progress for the rest of the night.
Okay. He's like, no, I piss in a bottle. Throw it out.
The only experience I've had with truck drivers is from the movie Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone, where he tries
over
to go back.
Over the top, Ed. Over the top. Yeah. Dude, it looks so neat. Like, it would be with the big furry hat on red with the snow coming on it. So,
I ruined the effect. I just took the hat off.
He takes it off.
Now you have dandruff.
Sassy.
Hey, like, you're like, fuck your compliments, you piece of shit.
These come and go employees, though, they seem to be really, like, really friendly and, like, just not complete, not brain dead, you know? Like, all these come and go.
They're in white states.
Yeah, it's in the all mountain time zone stuff.
So we need some Compton, like, truck stops?
Well, I like Riverside. That they're so friendly. I mean,
you like, need, like, well, like, all, like, 7-Elevens you get, like, around here and shit are all just Indians that, like, mumble and act like they can't understand. Like, I don't... manager.
I really like come and go just because of the name.
Who's this, Brad?
This is come and go.
I like the spelling, too.
Is this a come and go?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
That's funny. Almost
you think
funny
at some point in
Albert.
The 70s they would have corrected the spelling. They're like, oh, you know what? This sounds kind of like something
call
else
it
at this point.
Dick and balls.
Come and go.
At least it isn't see them.
In an out burger. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, God. Ruin that one for me.
Gives you the shits.
Everything gives me the shits. I'm drunk.
Is an In-N-Out Burger talking with a come and go?
Permanent but nice agree.
Yeah, if you want.
That'll make the universe explode, Evie.
Caller.
Yes.
Would the world explode if five brothers, like, set up shop next to a come and go? Set up next to a In-N-Out Burger?
You set up a come and go. Between a fucking Planned Parenthood and on the other side an In-N-Out Burger, and it'll divide by zero and eat the world. And a church,
abortion.
A church sitting on a hill staring at the whole mess.
They don't want you to quit, obviously.
Jeez, what's going on with this one?
I'm going to repeat a joke real quick. Can I have a rim shot queued up?
Sure. It's all ready.
Thank you. I guess this come and go came and went.
Yeah!
Oh, that was hilarious, man.
You're a fun cat, dude.
I think you can give him another rim shot because it was so funny.
I put on my sunglasses.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
Hey. You gotta stop calling my house at this fucking early in the morning.
I'm so sorry.
All right?
Is it 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight?
It's Carl. Somebody's calling me from this number right here. I'm trying to sell some fucking shit on Craigslist and I don't need to be called.
Oh, New no. Mexico, 505.
Settle down, buddy. Come over for a visit, girl.
What are you
slap you around.
It's sugar your time. Tonight
I heard...
He disappeared.
Curl.
I didn't hang up. He just disappeared.
Doesn't he want a visit from Ham Banana?
When I go to the location page on the...
Matt knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Matt knows what everybody's talking about, usually. Ham Banana, no.
No.
When I go to the locations page on the In-N-Out, it's a dead link. So I'm going to try and find some three yellow pages, I guess.
Come and go.
Tonight. I'm going to point at you, Matt.
I don't even know where they have them. Are they in Seattle? Or what's a good location for In-N-Out?
Come and go 454. Mike speaking. How may I help you?
Hi.
Hey. What was the name of this place again? This is a gas station, right?
Yes.
You sell fuel, but what's the name of the joint?
Come and go.
Come and go. Love it.
Hey, 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 what was the name of that store again?
You have any paper towels so we can clean up after we go in there?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Matt, I'm going to call Come and Go, and then you do that, but you don't laugh at him. I'm just going to do rim shot, and you just get him to say Come and Go as many times as you can.
Okay.
I'm bomb, Father.
Rim shot at every time.
So this is a new one.
You didn't play any rappy songs this evening.
Oh, I'm sorry. God.
He's,
I only played
he's
like,
played out on a rappy.
Yeah, I'm sick of rappy.
Like him anyway.
Five big boners wiggling in.
We go on. Come go, thank. How may I help you?
Hi.
Coming up 454.
I'm sorry. What's the name of your guest establishment? This is a gas station, right?
Yes, calling it from is.
What's it
it's
called?
It's a gas station on 36 in Rangeland.
Okay, and what are you guys? You guys a Circle K?
Right next to the Waffle House.
Are you guys at Circle K?
Nope.
What are you?
We're a gas station.
So it just says gas station on your sign. That's what I should look for? So that's who your checks are signed by?
Yep.
Gas station.
Yes.
You
have a good night, man.
No, fuck you.
Okay, I don't know how that happened, but I called the same store back along with another store at the same time. Let's try the old thing.
They didn't hang up the first store.
I hung up on him because it was ruined. That was pretty cool, though.
I like this idea.
Evie, your camera's broken.
We go all out. Come and go. This is Diane. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what?
Can
I'm
I
sorry.
Help you?
Yeah, what's this? This is the gas station, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you guys sell gas, right?
Yes.
But what's the name of the establishment?
Come and Go.
So do you just sell food and stuff at your, what was the name of the joint again?
I've already told you three times. I think you know.
I have ADD, dear. I'm on the road.
Why?
Do you? Can I get some Addies off you?
Oh.
Dark Stranger.
Yeah, we need one of the bras to do it.
Yeah.
No laughing about it. Only rim shots.
We're sorry.
Dark Stranger, you messed that one up. God,
we're sorry. Dark Stranger lives on Cthulhu Island. There's no calls going out of there. Hey there, Cthulhu, down there in your sunken city.
Deep breath, not the rock.
I'm not very good at this, eh?
Hey, you messed up every call. Like,
try Colorado.
Ah, that's actually what I just copied.
Hey there, Cthulhu, down there in your sunken city.
Where you dream darkly of murder and unspeakable chaos and destruction of the Elder Gods.
Come and go.
The what and go?
The come and go?
What?
What are you doing?
No, I'm wondering where I'm calling.
Where you're what?
Where am I calling? The what and go?
Come and go, like 7-Eleven.
Come and go, 7-Eleven?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, you said come and go. What is it, a sex shop or something? I'm just trying to get the corner store.
The corner store, like where you get hookers?
Yeah, hookers. You had any hookers there?
You need
you
hookers
sound
there?
Pretty hot. Can I come and go and you?
No.
Oh, how much?
Who is
how
it?
How much does it come and go? Happy ending.
This is the devil, and I'm here to do the devil's work.
Hey!
Hey, come and go.
Who keeps trying to turn on their video? Because I don't have group video. I used up.
How much for
hours.
Your service, sir? You're not very good at your job.
He's gone.
Next up.
Somebody keeps trying to turn it. I don't have group video, and I'm the only one that ever pays for it.
Mine is on.
Is it?
Turn it off then.
Oh, yeah, it was on. That's weird.
No looking at me.
Oh, I see you in tiny chat, cutie. You should wear your little peasant shirt again and lean over more.
Who's taking this one?
It's cold here today.
I'll do it.
It's rolling.
Thanks for calling. Come and go, this butcher.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch the name.
Come and go.
I'm trying to find your store on Google Maps so I can drive to it.
I'm right on the 66th and Blondo.
Where you as in what?
What's that?
What do you mean? Where are you at again?
6606 Blondo Street.
Okay, I can put that in, but what's the name of the store, though?
Come and go.
How is that spelled?
K-U-M-A-N-D-G-O.
Okay. Ah, shoot. Hold on, I misspelled it. One more time.
K-U-M-A-N-D-G-O.
Okay, put that whole word in. Are there, like, any spaces or something? What
How'd
you just
spelled?
How'd
you get our phone number if you don't know how to spell our name?
Good question. Well, I had it programmed already in my phone. I'm driving in my girlfriend's car, so I gotta find it. She's got, like, some gift card to your store, whatever it's called.
Where exactly are you?
Ask him how much it is for come and go.
Just down the road a little bit. I'm trying to find your sign, but I can't see your sign. What does
the
sign say? Like,
come and go. If you have our gift card, it'll be on the gift card.
Well, I can't read the gift card and drive. I have an iPod in one hand, the cell phone in my other hand. What do you want me to do? Ah, shit. I just ran a red light. Okay, hold on. I gotta hang a left. Damn it.
First.
Okay, now I'm coming to your store, Speedy Go. What? Speedy Go?
Come
Is that
and
what
go.
It's called?
Yes.
Hold on, I gotta change gears. All right, I'm almost there. You're on the right hand side. Are you next door to it?
I'm what?
Stop up.
Oh, dear.
I've got customers at the counter. I'm going to have to hang up.
But. Who am I talking to?
He's gone.
You're a shitty driver.
Hey, wait, he has customers. He has customers. Let me see if he'll do the thing.
No, you're gonna do corporate.
Oh no.
I hate you. I wanna get a divorce.
I was eating an M&M and it got stuck in my throat.
You're gonna find a real man that knows how to drive.
Why didn't he die?
I'm sorry I didn't have some car crashing sound effects.
I tried my best.
I could have just played like
you should. You should use that. You should look at that fucking Bad Lieutenant soundboard I sent you earlier.
Oh, I didn't see you. Send me that.
This show needs more printer. It's my favorite.
Job Matrix for the win. ASCII porn's where it's at.
Oh no, we got two of them running.
Oh my god. It's a busy night.
That's a level 3 exploit.
I'm stuck. Tokyo, drop it. You're all fired.
Legend?
Hey, Legend.
Hi.
Legend?
Hi, sweetie.
Who's that?
It's God's Lonely Man.
And Evie.
Yes, it's nice to have more of it, ladies.
I laid down for a second. Actually, I know it's 1:55 Eastern.
Come and go.
Show.
Hi, this is Darren from the corporate office with Come and Go. I'm just calling to do the the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yes, I do, but I'm not going to allow you to talk to the phone. Our corporate office would not call at 1 o'clock in the morning. If I get one more phone call, I'm going to call the police myself.
Wait, which corporate office for which company? Sir? Sir? Oh, I didn't get to do the rim shot.
What a dickbag. Call him back.
He might have been one we talked to the other day. There's like a limited number of these come and goes.
Who cares?
I've been through the list. Can I
talk to him?
Sure.
I love it when you shape like corporate policy.
Hello, police. They keep making me say come. Arrest this man.
The store, and I keep repeating it.
Oh no.
Oh.
Fax machine for the lose.
Holiday Inn.
You broke it.
Hotel.
Holiday Inn. If that bitch ain't putting out, we'll just fuck her friend.
I'm chilling at the Holiday Inn. Me and my beautiful bitch.
This is the come and go, correct?
Yes.
So your checks actually say come and go on them? This fucking...
How much for a come and go?
Awesome. Oh,
whoa,
crap. That was the...
Oh, no.
That was a Star 5-7.
Sir, you have to... You enjoy me singing Snoop Dogg?
Sir, this is John from the corporate office. You need to hang up and then Star 5-7. Yeah. You can't do it while we're on the phone.
The people seem spooked tonight, like super spooked.
Spooked? You mean as in African Americans?
No.
I'll put that in proper format.
It's been years since I've been Star 5-7 like that.
There's that, like, creepy cop call earlier and that, like, weird Carl guy.
It's Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That guy was so totally didn't even sound like Carl.
Shh.
He sounded like dog shit. He said, Carl's like, hey there, how you doing? You still working on that cleavage? This is Carl, remember me?
Oh my god.
I think that was Night Asylum.
This is a new era of loneliness.
I'm guessing that was Night Asylum, but I'm not completely sure. Hey, I'm going to try and call the bomb back real quick and see if
the bomb father.
Ask for his dad.
You got to do that voice more, Matt. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing.
My Carl. It wasn't really that good.
You called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Yeah. Goodbye.
Bomb doesn't have his voicemail set up.
Nah. Set up his voicemail.
Well,
his,
hey, the cup.
It won't let us. We tried. Hello? Hello?
Hey, the cup. Hey, I'm calling. This is new era of loneliness.
You're going to have to speak up, sir.
I'll need exact coordinates, ma'am.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, you can do a Master Shake pretty good, too. I wonder if those are voiced by the same person. Shake and
you do Frylock?
I think so.
Frylock. Or not.
No,
Carl.
Frylock's a fucking
can
colored
you do
It's in your butt, boys. But I need the exact coordinates, ma'am.
What? See?
Pranksters.
What is this, Dark Stranger?
Was that Meatwad?
I don't know, Evie.
The GPS code is on. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello? How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
What is this?
My girlfriend talking. I don't know English well. She talked to you. Hello?
Royina, what are we calling?
I got a job.
Hello.
Hello?
What about this job?
Hello?
We're going to call about the job.
EV, what are we calling?
What is it? The GPS coordinates are... Sorry.
Good job, Roy Evie.
The hell was that?
That's your new name.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys were on for the hello guy. We called some guy in fucking somewhere like buried in Asia or India or something, and he just kept saying, hello. Hello.
Hello. It's a very pleasing word to say. Hello. It's like a purr.
Started doing calls like him. Hello.
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 Who are we calling?
Come and go.
Yes, I got you.
Damn it.
We can record everyone saying come and go.
I think this should be the show, and the Legend. Phone show be the after.
Yeah. You can quit your job at come and go.
Yeah, well, you really need to quit, Legend. I think you've
had
it.
With rhyming. This show should be the after show, and then you should quit come and go.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Dude, Matt, you made me, like, spit up Pepsi the other day. You called these people in Roy, New Mexico, a bunch of, like, old broads in a basement.
Is this come and go?
The way you said it was just spot on, perfect. Bunch of old broads in the basement.
Hey, come and go. Hey, I'm with the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Is there a customer there I could speak with?
Not at this moment, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't mind holding if you just want to set the phone down and wait for a customer to come in. It's no problem.
Probably gonna be a while.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to see if he'd really believe it after all that.
More stories.
Let's call another come and go.
Yeah. Maybe he'll sit there and listen to us prank them. Or he'll tattle on us or something.
Yeah. Like those operators used to do?
Oh, he hung up.
Remember the operators that used to say, this is a prank call, sir, hang up.
Start gossiping at one store, at another store. Have them fight it out. Like those Domino's employees burning down a store.
Come and go, this is Justin.
Legend.
Justin?
You gotta quit.
Yes.
Yeah, Justin, I quit.
Oh, hi, how's it going?
Pretty good, man. How's the situation? How's things? Things good?
Good. Yeah.
Is there a customer in the store?
No, there's not.
Do you expect anytime soon?
Yeah.
Well, how soon? Again. Oh, is that somebody right now?
1 second. Number two? Sorry about that.
Hey, no problem, man.
This is Tim, right?
Totally. What's happening, dude? We getting together later to crush the the frisbee golf course? Stuff we normally do together.
Are you sure you have the right number?
Yeah, dude. It's Justin, right?
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah. God damn it, it's Tim. Oh man, did you buy some of Frankie's weed? Dude, your memory is screwed, man.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I quit. I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm just done with the store. I'm done with the whole scene over there. I kind of hooked up with somebody at the store. I don't want to say who, you know. They told me not to say because they kind of had a thing for you. Well, anyway, I'm done with the drama. You know, I'm done. I need to clear my head. I need to get some distance. So I'm going to a come and go.
on Gillespie, okay? I want you to forward my paycheck there, okay? I'm kind of hooking up with the manager over there, and things are kind of... Look, I just need a place to stay. My credit sucks, and I don't like to do it. She's kind of ugly, dude. She makes me do some weird shit. Well, anyway, have my pay stub sent over to the new store, and I'm done with everything. Okay.
All right.
So who, like, I really don't trust you to relay this message because you sound kind of tweaked right now. Is there like a manager on duty or someone I can talk to?
No, there's not.
Are you the highest ranking employee there, dude?
Yep. I'm the highest ranking employee.
When'd you get promoted? Way to go, man.
Yeah, I got promoted like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right. Did you have to blow Joey too?
Yeah, I did.
Everyone says that you do it once and you're gay, and I don't think so. You know,
balls don't touch.
What's that?
It's not gay if the balls don't touch.
If the balls don't touch?
Yeah, it's not gay.
Well, how did you get promoted?
I don't know, man.
You're obviously not listening. What store am I transferring to? I already told you three times.
It was 2929.
0100. What does that mean?
It means look, I don't have time for this anymore. Sorry.
What store is this?
I had plenty of time a minute ago, but now...
Oh, man. If the balls don't touch, it's not gay. That means he's a B-tard. Has to
legend!
Be a
legend! I love you!
Hoodoo!
Hi, legend.
Hello there.
I love you more than Evie.
Mm-mm.
I love legend more than any of you guys say.
I guess okay. Matt wins.
Oh, let's fight about it.
Matt's the winner.
Fight! Fatality.
Bonus.
You're my
bait belt.
Hello.
What store is this, dear?
This is the petrol station. Are you after supermarket or service station?
Petrol station? Is it... What's the name, though? I'm looking for it on my...
Oh,
Google.
I know the name. It's in the chat, Matt.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Shell.
Hello?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Shell Petrol.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. So do you have a customer in the store?
Hang on.
No.
I give it another team member.
No. It's okay.
Hello, Carly speaking.
Oh, great. Another one. Hi, this is John. This is John from the corporate office with Shell Petrol.
Yes.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. So do you have a customer in the store I could speak with to do the survey with them?
I do, but I don't think they're actually in and out at the moment.
Oh, it's okay. Like, just the next one that comes in, I could speak with them and do the survey with them.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's just the next customer that comes in, ask them if they'd like to do a quick survey with us. And they get a
moment.
Free drink out of it.
Okay. Could you do a quick survey with us from the company on the phone? Have you got time?
No,
that's okay.
But they get free cigarettes.
No, I don't think that actually works that way.
Well, a free fountain drink at least.
I'm really not sure about this.
Oh, well, you already asked one customer, so you may as well ask one more. So is there another customer there?
That's the same customer I've just asked. She's just been served.
Could you ask her again, but be more convincing this time? Ma'am?
I haven't got anyone in the store at the moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Well,
it's quiet.
Maybe go out on the sidewalk, see if anyone's out there by the doors. Is your phone cordless?
No, not at this stage.
Not at this stage, it's not cordless? I hear other people talking. Are those all employees, or are there any customers?
Yeah, there's only one employee here, and another customer I've just indicated, and she just wasn't interested.
Oh, great. So there's another customer? Ma'am?
Sorry, I've just never heard of this from the company.
Oh, well, it's a good thing I'm here to tell you about it, so you know. So there must be another customer in there right now, correct?
No, she's just left.
Oh, because you stalled the whole time. You made her leave. God damn it. You big dummy.
I'm sorry, I'd actually like you to ring back when there's a manager here, because I really don't understand this.
Well, you don't have to understand. Just the next customer that comes in, say, hey, you have to do a survey or we're not going to serve you.
No, we don't work that way. I'm sorry, but I'm about to hang up.
No,
I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable.
I'm calling
stage,
from the
I'm
corporate
sorry.
Office and I order you to say that to a customer, to the next customer that comes in.
I don't actually believe this.
Wait.
I'm sorry, but I'm hanging up.
Why don't you put that other lady on that doesn't speak English? All right.
Did you call Australia?
Yeah, it was an Australia Shell station.
Wow.
Thanks for not answering me.
What?
Who?
Oh, yeah, you can creep her out. Here, let me fire her real quick. And then I'll put my supervisor in.
Can I be creepy first?
Thank you for calling Calls Express with Uncle Carly speaking.
Hello. Yeah. You're fired, ma'am. You're fired.
Am I?
Yes. But let me put my supervisor on. Okay, here, I'll let you have it, Matt.
Hello, dear.
I'm calling back.
How you going, honey?
Oh, she's just hanging up now. But it's really cheap to call Australia. I'm still in the $5 range for my Skype money.
Yeah, no, I think I called it the first time.
You did? How can you call on mine?
I don't know. I've been calling, though.
That's what's been going on. It's been such a confusing night.
He's got one of those plugs on the back of your keyboard, you know?
Hello. Don't hit new numbers, you little wallaby. Let me talk to you, cunt.
Is that what Star 5-7 is? It's like on the IT crowd where 911 is actually a 18-digit number.
Hey.
She's just having an epileptic fit.
Oh, I see.
That's a good show, by the way, Carter. Hey, dear. Quit banging on the buttons.
He's got Parkinson's or something.
All
Hello.
Fucking packies have Parkinson's.
Hello.
Hey, shit heel. You shit heel fucking immigrant. Let me talk to you.
Shit heel. That's my line. Sexual assault, next 5 miles.
Speak up, cunt. How much money you got in that register?
I like last week, Matt, when you tried to finagle, like, store outers out of a teenager.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
With goats?
You were trying to get, like, store hours and, like...
Shut up! I don't know anything.
I know your address.
Come go, how may I help you?
Boom-tsh.
I'm calling about the job.
You're calling about the job.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that you had an opening.
An opening?
Yeah.
Job applications are handled online.
No. I don't have a computer or anything like that. But I heard you had an opening, and I think that I could fit in there. I just want to get in real tight with you. To name your company again,
online,
sorry.
Go online, fill out the application.
No, I said I don't have a computer, mate. You a bit of a drongo or something? Stop being a silly wombat. Just answer my questions.
Come in at between the hours of 6 and 2 when my manager...
Mate, you don't sound very enthusiastic about your job. I think I should come in there and take your job. I'll teach you how to pump.
Sweet. Well, blooming
onion.
Between 6 and 2.
Stop being a smart ass.
I'm not.
You've been a smart ass, mate. You couldn't organise a root and brothel.
Alright, fuck off.
Oh, well.
Fuck off. Oh, bloody hell. That means war, doesn't it?
We'll teach him a thing or two.
You have to call Australia Collect and ask them if their toilets run the other way.
No, that got Bart and Simpson in so much trouble.
Yeah.
He got the boot in his
They'll
butt.
Kick your call, bum.
Call that fucking place back.
Which one?
The fucking The Last Comic. Let him fucking hash it out with this cat.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Let Tristan just Where argue is it? With him. It's the is same it? Place.
Same guy.
Hey, give him hell.
Come and go, how may I help you?
Mate, did you hang up on me before?
One second, sir.
Here's 26, sir. Thank you. Have a good night. What's that?
I said, did you hang up on me before?
Yeah, you called me a smartass.
You were being a smartass, admit it.
And I'm going to hang up on you again.
Listen, I'm taking
if
your
you
job, mate.
If you want to know about the application process, go online.
Stop being a stupid shit.
I'm not being a stupid shit.
You're Anyone a bloody
can,
wanker.
You can fuck off.
Oh, fuck you, poofter.
Man, I love Australian accents. Like, I'll
can,
never
can
get
I,
sick.
Can I talk to him one time?
I hate them. I just want to punch Tristan in the face.
I've got that effect on most women.
Can I talk to the guy? This is him.
Australian comedies are weird.
Shh.
Just saying.
Boy, are they.
Crocodile Wandy.
Crazy.
There's one.
How may I help you?
Yeah. Do you guys have an ATM in the store?
An ATM? Yes, we do.
Yeah. To take out money. How much cash do y'all keep in the register?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Cool.
No.
No.
What?
nice.
I'm not sure I agree with implying robbery to a place.
Dude, it's
live on
never,
the air.
I never mentioned.
I've
hey,
never
I'm
gotten arrested,
rob you.
So it's okay.
I didn't hear a thing.
All I do is ask general questions.
Hey, Freedark, call in.
Yeah, call in, Freedark. We
Quit
got him on Skype.
Chat. Come in.
We got him on Skype. I'll
or should
over.
I say Free Dork?
Free Dork.
Free Dork.
I was a little slow on that.
Yeah, he needs to fucking call in. His name's like Bix something.
Five big boners wriggling
in their grandma's face.
I saw a group of Free Bradley Manning, I guess, protesters standing outside of Walmart.
This is today. Hey, this is him, Brad, so you can save him.
In front of a Walmart?
In front of a Walmart, yeah.
Why in front of a Walmart?
It's Free awesome. Bradley. It's awesome.
I don't know. I beeped and I waved to them and gave up.
Oh,
that's nice of you. Oh, no. Oh, no. Skype, don't crash. Uh-oh. Guess what, Houston?
Hello.
That's
we're calling back from the number that you're
calling. Oh, wow. Hey,
Goodbye. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Uh-oh. We don't need any of that.
I'd like 50 orders of herbal bacon, please.
Wow. Is that answering machine from the 80s?
And
I love them.
Who else is here? Who's actually signed it? And five wonky wombats. And something from Irby. I don't know. Whatever.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. Might as well. And the kitchen sink.
What happened to the left right net? He was on a second ago, wasn't he?
Stop echoing, Herbal.
Yeah, Herbal.
I've got headphones, so I don't echo at all.
Yeah. Be like Legend.
No, you don't usually echo. I've echoed in the past. Raz echoed.
I never echo. I've never echoed in my life.
God, what are you talking about?
That's a real thing. That's
just for losers.
Australian echo.
What's up, all you lovely people?
Yeah, Skype freaked out. And
I know, but somebody else is like calling.
That was me, dummy.
Oh, I didn't think it was.
It had the video.
Like, you know how people do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
I sure do.
I ran out of my 100 hours of video. So, what do you want to pay for it? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I've paid for it, man. I just don't get it.
This is JJ.
Hello, this is Douglas from the corporate office. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
I don't have any customers here, sorry.
Oh, there's none coming in?
Nope. And why didn't you call me on the corporate phone?
Oh, don't be a smartass. You know why.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just...
No, I think you are. I think you're talking back to me, aren't you? What kind of issues are you having?
Somebody called last week.
Really? What did they do?
They said they were from corporate.
Oh, really? And then what did they ask for?
It went through the chain. I told the manager, and the manager told his supervisor.
Oh. Well, like, what corporate asked the clerk to do, though?
Corporate didn't ask the clerk to do anything.
Well, I mean, what did the corporate say when they called in?
The manager talked to them about it.
Oh. Do you have your manager's phone number? Maybe I could ask your manager.
The manager's on vacation. I can't give the manager's number out anyway. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay to give it to me because I'm in the corporate office.
Then you should have it on your record, sir.
Right, my Windows crashed, so I'm like, if you could just give it to me, that'd be great.
You can get it. I'm sorry.
There's no way?
Nope.
Well, that's a lie. You just won't.
No, I'm not allowed to give it out, sir. I apologize.
Okay, but there is a way. Like, if I were to come in and...
To give it out.
If I were to come in and slip you a 20, you'd hand it right over.
No, I wouldn't.
Because that's like 3 days of work payment for you.
Not wages. Really.
Come on, just. I'll
and pick. I happen to be an honest person. I apologize.
Yeah,
I
can tell. Whatever.
You're incorrect.
Here, just be quiet for a second, okay?
You should apologize for being honest. That's slang for stupid cunt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. take that.
And it's kind of you to talk to me in that manner. Thank you.
Fuck
Have
you.
A good evening.
Fuck you and Jesus.
Wait, you can hear us. You can hear us prank another location. And then maybe you can yell out and warn them.
Yeah, I don't like to hear you talk in that manner also.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the manager know that.
It's going to be hilarious. You're going to lull.
Yeah, call the manager on vacation. Let them know
that
you're stupid.
The they would like that.
Oh, crap, not the police.
Okay, do it.
Police.
And what's the charge?
Somebody lied to me. Arrest them immediately.
That's like when you tell guys that you talk on the phone that you're pretty. So should you be arrested? Fucking somebody go milk that goddamn cow and get some of that shit out of her udders. Clear up her head. This episode of The Phone Winner is brought to you by Team Wasp.
Good evening, come and go. This is Lana. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No, there's nobody in here right now.
Oh, God damn it, all to hell. Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Jeez, a little bitch.
Need to find out what breaker that cordless phone is on.
We're sorry, you have reached...
One, two,
three.
I can't believe that happened that night.
That happened that a great. Couple nights.
I know, but that night was amazing because they were screaming out the numbers.
And then it, the message like Legend's like, all right, that was the one.
Which episode was that? I can't fucking
remember. Oh, I don't even know. I don't remember even when exactly we were doing that.
You're talking to the wrong cats if you need episodes remembered. Talk to the fans.
Hi, Matt. I'm on Alana speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Darren from the corporate office with Kmart. And
yeah?
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer around there somewhere I could speak with?
I'll put you through to the front end. One be a moment.
Okay.
But I pee from the front end.
Tristan, do your Kmarts actually have customers in them?
Yeah, a lot of them are open 24 hours.
That's weird. Like around here, you go into any Kmart in the country and it's a ghost town. The employees always outnumber the customers.
We can tell you more. I used to go Christmas shop at the Super Kmart.
In the 80s, right?
No, this is just, I don't know, maybe like 6-7 years back. But yeah, because there was no one in there. And I'd go in there at like 4 or 5 in the morning, like drunk and high as a kite.
You got pretty reasonable prices.
I'm like, I'm sure my sister would love a Tasmanian devil. One piece of fucking sleepy thing. And I would buy people the most ridiculous shit. But last time I went, what?
That girl was familiar, isn't that?
Yeah, that's, yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
German bread.
Yes.
Your patience is appreciated.
The end.
We'll be with you shortly.
German broad is the end.
I love you, man.
Did you just call Vienna German broad?
Isn't he?
I love you.
He's got long flowing locks.
I'm in the asylum.
It's Arschloch.
I love you. The end's
Thanks
awesome.
For holding. We can't tell you more about
He's
what we can
awesome.
Do for you.
Look
All
at this.
You need to do is ask.
They need to
all
make
you do,
their,
all
they,
you need to do is ask.
Keyboards wireless. Just made a big pop and all the electric came out.
I wouldn't try that. Somebody could be bit.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. That was weird.
That.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Get down with this beat. This is like the next level of elevator music.
Fantastic.
Funky.
Evie's digging it. Look at her go.
Oh, someone else actually dancing with. Yeah!
Should I put on my phone loser shirt?
You're like getting down with it.
Why wouldn't you wear your phone loser shirt all the time?
I was gonna wear it to the wedding.
Well, I'll hand out phone loser shirts to everyone.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. Your call is important to us.
Still trying to be like the pusher man when it comes to those shirts. These ones. Yeah.
Who are we calling? Can I talk?
Sure, if they ever pick up. I don't think they're going to, though.
What is happening?
We're on hold with Kmart in Australia.
It's not going to happen.
We're the head office in Troy, Michigan.
Oh, Legend!
Thanks. We do appreciate your patience, and we'll be with you soon.
They're not going to pick up.
Are they still based in Troy?
No, I think they're
as far as they know it.
They're owned by Sears.
Yeah, there's
Once again, thanks for holding. We know your time is valuable, and we're making every effort to
posted a link of a cat eating a lollipop.
Call them back. Call them back and just say we need a fucking manager. Stop dicking around.
I'm wasting so many credits being on hold with these guys.
We should invest in a...
You there?
Yes.
Sorry to keep you on hold. We're just trying to get the store manager to take the phone call.
Oh, no, we don't need the store manager. We just need to talk to a customer. It's for a survey.
I know, but I can't get out onto the floor until I put it through to the store manager's phone because he's the one that's out on the floor.
Oh, come on. Show some initiative.
Sorry?
I said show some initiative, goddammit. Just get out there on the floor and hand the phone to a customer. I can't.
I'm on a landline. Like, I don't have
Well, just go. Set it down for a second and go out and say, hey, customer, come here.
I'm sorry.
Don't ask.
But where
don't
I am,
ask.
The
don't ask them. Tell them.
She's at a
call center. Be like, hey, motherfucker, get over here. It's for a survey with the corporate office. And we're going to give them a gift certificate.
Okay. I don't believe this, but just hang on.
Are you in a cute little office with a little skirt with your hand in your
she's on
panties?
Crap.
Give me the hold. Music is not Kylie Minogue's greatest hits.
Your patience is appreciated.
All right.
Your patience is appreciated.
I'll do Tristan's next one. That's another key.
I'll set you some credits.
I was going to say, we should invest credits. In a... international account.
I'm credits. Where do I have credits?
PayPal.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. It's not even costing me that much. It's like been less than a dollar.
It's cool.
Thanks, Tristan.
Sweetheart.
Someone's a good person.
Stop being so nice to me. Because I'm going to feel bad when I hang up on everyone in about 5 minutes.
One of these days.
I'm only doing it for sex.
Yeah, you gotta whip it out.
Hey, I wouldn't spend a lot of money on sex with Brad Carter because it's greatly exaggerated how fun it is.
Matt, shut up.
There's a lot of crying. There's a lot of crying and a lot of shame.
Shut up, Matt.
There's Freddy Krueger on his shoulder while he eats fried chicken out of a giant bucket. And like,
how come
Evie's
still dancing? The music stopped, Evie.
No, I still hear it in my head.
Oh, okay.
Me and you, I'll rock and roll with you.
You bring that bucket of fried chicken into the bedroom.
She swiveled in a leather chair. Wow, she goes to the right, and then she goes to
no
the left.
No need for lube. There's chicken grease.
That is lube, genius.
I don't think that's real.
And no, what I mean. Stop something making me feel bad.
Damn it, I took 3 Klonopin at 8 p.m. and I slipped right through the fucking phone show.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. It was horrible.
No way.
No, you make the show with all the back.
You're kidding me. I make
to fucking goddamn Tricol watch goddamn Taxi Driver last night. He had never like watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello?
Thanks for calling the call of Blockbuster, where the best of movies meet the best in TV with Blockbuster and Dish. This is Natalie. How can I help you?
Your name is Natalie? My name is Natalie.
Great name.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm with the corporate office. Hey, there's supposed to be someone there that works there when you do. What's his name?
That what?
The guy who works there normally when you do. Or when you're...
Is he a manager or...
No, just a regular guy.
Oh, Shane?
Shane, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, did you want to talk to him? He's here right now.
Yeah, is he there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, let me talk to him, please, thanks.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Brunch. She wants to fuck Big Shane.
Thank you for holding. This is Shane speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Shane. This is Natalia, Natalie's girlfriend.
Yep.
I was just calling you just because we're a lesbian couple and sometimes we like some dick and we were wondering if you would join us. And she's a little bit too embarrassed to ask you, so she asked me to call in to ask you if you would join us in our escapades for orgasm.
Oh, I'm actually working right now, so I can't do that.
No. I'm Natalia. Natalie that's working with you right
mm-hmm.
now? Yeah. We're together. So it's no big deal.
Hey, Natalie. Natalia.
No, don't ask. Don't embarrass her at work.
And
come on.
She's asking if I want to join you guys in a three-way.
Yeah,
come
Natalie
back.
Said not tonight.
Not tonight?
Yeah. She said
no, 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 no. Natalie.
Way to ruin our video, faggot.
Okay. Good one.
Fag.
Good one.
You're not getting any tonight, Evie.
You don't say I fucked
hilarious.
It up.
Hilarious.
He fucked it up by asking her, and when she's like, I don't know, I even know what the fuck this is all.
Now let's get him to shut down.
Yeah.
You talking
all,
to me?
They're all going to close eventually. Doesn't matter.
You're all fired anyway.
Where are we going?
Oh, this is this is the same Blockbuster.
Oh.
Oh, this should go swimmingly. It so looks like you're eating the chicken swimmingly.
Yeah, now I remember her name's Ginny, isn't
it? Laughing at?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I gotta fucking get
Jesus
so
Christ.
Much attention. That is, I put a fucking naked broad with Hillock written on her tits, and I get all the love in the world. All of a sudden, people like me again.
I'm gonna have to try that on mine.
On your tits?
How much is it to get someone to write your name on their tit?
$5 at Fiverr?
$5. You can, like, get that?
Plus a tip.
Best Movies meets the Best in TV with Blockbuster and Dish.
Hello. How much is it to get you to write my name on your tit? I tried.
Wow. Well, you should have said a name.
Here, let me try now. It's extra funny if we get him to do something after you do that.
She'd do it for me. I'd do it.
Get up, get down. 911 is a joke in your town.
Thank you for calling Hello Blockbuster, the best movie meets best in TV. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Evie from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Hello.
Hi, were you having computer issues there? It seems like we're not seeing any of the orders, any of the sales on the system.
What do you mean?
Well, have you had sales in the past hour? We haven't received anything on this end. It's like nothing's coming through for some reason. Were you having issues or something?
No.
Do you know what time the last sale was?
I'm not too sure. Probably a couple minutes ago.
Oh. Well, do you have the phone number from that one? I can put it in and see if it comes up on this end.
Phone number for what?
Of the customer of the last sale from a couple minutes ago.
Wouldn't be able to do that.
Why not?
Do you know the password?
It is write my name on your tits.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's what it is.
No, it is. It changed. You need to update your password.
So you could probably go and do that on yourself too. That would have been probably pretty awesome.
Rockin'. Yeah. How you doing tonight, sweetheart?
Wow. Keep calling back because there's nothing else for you to do. That's
I like that you're very angry, but the best you could say is
angry.
Awesome.
I'm just, you know.
But you're gonna lose your job anyway.
Hey.
Good night, love. We're calling from the Apex Steakhouse.
Hey. Hey.
Pretty awesome.
Hey.
I'll give you $5.
Oh crap! Not that.
What's she banging the buttons on her way out the door?
Yeah, that shows how angry she is. She's just gonna,
great.
Like she's being a cunt when I was trying to be friendly.
What a jerk.
You being friendly. Yeah, you being friendly?
I think I'm a pretty friendly person.
Well, let's play a game. Let's play a game where Matt is friendly.
Okay.
Sounds like a good game.
That's the best game
I'd
ever.
Play that game.
I tried to add whatever that was, Tristan, and it didn't add.
Where am I gonna be friendly?
With that phone number?
Is it the 6159?
Do you really think I'm
613-599-6615?
Oh, come on. Come on, poopy buddy.
Oh, come on. Matt is friendly.
Matt's super
Matt
friendly.
Matt is friendly, everyone.
Evie's video locked up, and she's like in this like cool, weird pose.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, snap blur. A picture, everyone.
This shit's
snapshot.
Shit.
What? What happened? Oh, yay!
Your video broke.
It's frozen a good spot.
There,
and Brett,
that's
and Brett's
that's for you.
Just enjoying the fuck out of that chicken. It's so... it's so, like, it doesn't, like... It's because Tiny Chat's so shitty. is it? Oh, I'm being friendly here. What is this?
I'm just gonna close it. Unless you,
what
I'll
is
leave
it?
It
open.
Make a friend.
What is it?
You're gonna be friendly.
Repeat that. Repeat yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What establishment is this, sir?
Sorry.
Sorry. Where are you working this evening? I'm not sure. I was trying to call a couple.
We're not working this evening.
What?
It's a BP.
Excuse me, sir.
It's a BP.
The person on the phone is the most important.
It's a BP.
Give me a second. I will give you someone to speak with you.
No, just... Sir, what kind of establishment is it?
It's a gas station.
Can you call me back in 10 minutes?
No!
I can't call you back, sir. My name's Matt, and I just need a friend.
Can you speak a little louder? Because I can't hear you.
My name is Matt, and I need a friend. Would you be my friend? I'm being friendly.
In your pants.
Aw, he doesn't want to be your friend, Matt.
Thanks for nothing, DS. Indians. You fucking cunt.
But, see, I ruined it. I'm sorry.
In your
pants. All day
in
long.
Butt.
I didn't ever let you get friendly in my pants. You're mean.
Yeah, I'll just hang around until you sleep really deep.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster for the best in movies, meets the best in TV with
Blockbuster. Thank you, DS.
Hi.
Yeah, that works.
Hi, would you let my friend get friendly with you? He's lonely.
I do not, but I can help you with the movie. What's up?
Yeah, just joking, man. We just want to see... Do you have Titanic?
Let me see.
Hurry the fuck up.
You have Titanic tits.
I'm checking for you right now.
Thank you.
We have Titanic.
Okay.
Oh, wait. This is...
Hurry
it says
up.
We have one. I can actually check it right now if it's actually there.
Yeah, because I don't have to walk all the way there if you don't have Titanic.
Okay, DVD or Blu-ray?
Whatever you got, baby.
Okay, let me check for you, please hold.
Yeah, you shouldn't have helped that cunt out. You should have let her flounder. Fuck
dead
DS.
Fish.
Way you help her.
Well, thank you, Tristan, for picking up my nonsense. Rambling.
What were you asking her?
She'd be a friend to Matt.
Oh, friend.
Fuck you.
Yeah, okay. Come on over. Let's do this.
It'll be so awkward and fun. It'll be great. We gotta film it.
I'll get this chick's number.
I'm eating applesauce from cups.
I love applesauce.
Drinking out of cups.
Yeah.
Mr. Walkway, Mr. Walk Down Me. Mr. Balloon Hands, look at you over there.
I could listen to that for fucking hour.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
Okay, I have it on DVD right now in my hand. Whose name shall I put it under?
That's really good news. Hey, have you seen it yet?
Yeah, like
you seen it? Yeah, you know the scene where Jack paints her like a French girl? I want to do that with you.
I'm a guy, in case you want to know.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You sound a bit effeminate, man.
Yeah. Okay,
I still paint you like
wait. I'm going to interrupt. Are you a cute little tranny? Hey, name's Matt Hillock.
Seriously, no, we do.
How you doing, dear?
That was a what? That was a guy?
I tried.
You haven't hung up yet, you know.
That was seriously a guy.
He hasn't hung up yet. Call back.
He hung up.
Maybe he will be your friend.
She hung up.
I want a hot tranny.
I think Holiday might be free.
All it needs is the fucking fat goddamn turkey.
Blockbuster, where the best movies meet the best in TV.
Yeah, hi there, dear. Can we speak to the tranny we were just talking to?
It's a different location.
Oh, I'll call Jesus. Back.
Sorry.
It's a whole place.
I don't know if Holiday's figured out his sexuality yet. Yes, let's say that out over the air.
I would say it's non-existent. And has to do a lot of homeschooling and a lot of anger issues.
Yeah, let's talk shit about Holiday over the air.
Man, nice. Did you add that Catherine Marion shit on Facebook, Matt?
What?
That Catherine Marion.
The one with the one picture. The one who,
yeah, she takes photos of her kids.
Yeah, is that really a broad? Or is that a dude?
No, that was a shame up. I mean, the other one.
Yeah, the one that's all, organic vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fucked.
Also swallowed.
That bird seems crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster, where the best in movies meets the best in TV with Blockbuster.
Hi, it's... Hey, Carter, is this the same one?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, hey, is this the hot little tranny that I was speaking to earlier?
That's a yes.
God. Why won't he just say yes?
Wow, why wouldn't it? I don't know. Is my voice really that abrasive to people? Because it seems I don't know.
You're just like
playing hard to get.
Please answer me now!
Thank you for calling Blockbuster Wahoo, where the best in movies meets with the best in TV with Dish. Natasha speaking, how may I help you?
Recommend a movie for me now!
That's actually in.
There you go, there, honey.
No, one that isn't there. Really?
Look, guys, this is a bit of a serious question. Have you got Crocodile Dundee 4?
I'm sorry?
Have you got Crocodile Dundee
4? Oh. WCF, mate. Yeah.
Crocodile Blondie 4. Blue and onion.
Is that the one in Los Angeles?
Nah, it's the one where he goes to... he opens the Outback Steakhouse.
No listing for it, sorry.
Bloomin'
Onions. Good. Yeah, he says Bloomin' Onions. Have you ever had the Bloomin' Onions before? Yeah, but have you had the Bloomin' Onions before?
Outback Steakhouse, yes.
Yeah, what was your opinion on them?
All right.
Yeah. Just all right.
All right.
Is that all you've got to say about our national food? All right. Excuse me. I take insult to that.
Okay.
Show some more enthusiasm next time.
All right,
you stupid wombat.
I'm sorry?
Nah, it's just joking with you, love. You're all right. You're a top bird.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, you are a woman, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. It's all the same in the dark, as my dad would say.
We need you to recommend a movie for us.
The newest one was... Contraband, but it's already rented out. So last week's release would be.
Recommend a movie for us. It's not rented out. God.
Mission Impossible.
You big dummy.
She's not very good at this, is she?
The Mission Impossible.
Give Missionary. Us one of the Crocodile Dundees, then it'll be awesome.
Oh, we don't carry Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, come on.
Bloomin' onion.
You're just insulting me now.
You have some awesome prawn.
Is this a serious call?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a corporate office coming in. I apologize for the intrusion. Customer, you can fall off the line now. I just need to speak with the Blockbuster employee now. Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever. Okay. They don't have
Hi, my name is Deborah. I am from the corporate office. And I just butted in on your last call because I was trying to call and I saw that it was busy and I needed to get through as soon as I could. You understand? Do you understand the severity of this call?
Of all three lines being busy? That's not
possible. No, not all three lines. The first line, which is the most important line, and that is the line that I need to reach you on.
Was this Deborah you said?
Deborah, yes.
Okay, can I get a callback number, please?
Oh, yeah, I can give you my employee number.
Sure.
It is 1337.
And your store number?
No, that's my employee number.
That's your employee number.
They can find me anywhere with that number. Yes.
Okay, and you're calling.
So I'm calling about a very serious issue. Okay, you have a movie in there called Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Yes.
It is one of the Hannibal Lecter movies.
Yes, I believe that is where that comes from. Okay, so you have the Red Dragon movie in there, and that particular copy that you have in the store is actually a pirated copy that got into your store unnoticed, but the MPAA has contacted us and let us know that some people that have rented that movie from you actually reported that it was a stolen copy. And so I need you to pull that off the shelves right now.
Do you mind holding while I grab it off the shelf?
Certainly.
Okay, hold on a minute.
You should be employee number 138.
Hey, isn't the girl with the red something tattoo, isn't that the one that's like handwritten with a Sharpie on the cover?
Yeah.
The girl dragon, that's only on the extras.
No, the actual DVD is Sharpie.
Yeah, but the Blu-ray isn't. But yes, that's a good argument.
Someone wrote a fake one, like the girl with the dragon tattoos.
We like,
it's just like double-spaced in 12 pages.
We could be like, didn't you notice that it was Sharpie? I mean, come on.
No, that's okay. Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, so I have it in hand right now.
Okay, can you read me the serial number off the back? Or what's right underneath the barcode?
Yeah.
Give me a please, second. Thank you.
Sticker's in the way.
Okay. So yeah, so you...
025.
Oh, I'm sorry. Start that again?
025.
025.
192.
192.
198.
198.
724.
7248. Okay. Oh, no, this isn't... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I gave
wrong
you...
part number?
No. It's my mistake. I was supposed to be getting the dragon tattoo and not Red Dragon. I'm sorry.
We actually have a pirated copy of that?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes. That's why it's so urgent. I'm sorry. I said the incorrect... I've been doing this all day.
Long day?
Yes.
Don't worry. Now, girl with the dragon tattoo, is it... We've had complaints about that. Is it just because of the art on the disc itself?
Well, that would make sense. So I need to grab that one off the shelf and read me back the I mean...
Okay. Blu-ray or DVD preference at all? Or?
Yeah. No,
it would be the DVD, huh? Oh, the Blu-ray?
Oh, grab both of them just in case.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Deborah, let's see. Let's start with the DVD.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Go 043.
Ahead. All right.
396.
All right, go ahead.
395.
Ooh, pardon me. That's go
ahead. And 978 is the last number.
978?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yep, that's exactly the one we need.
All right, so with that the complaints we've been getting... Also within the stores, they believe it's a pirated copy.
Oh, my. And you didn't report it.
No. It's not a pirated copy. It was in the communication updates and everything that the disc appears to be pirated. But that's the look of the movie itself. So it's like it was written with a Sharpie.
It looks like a what?
It's on the disc itself, it looks like it's written with a Sharpie.
A Sharpie? What is that?
Oh, tell a Sharpie pen, a black pen.
Can you explain this?
Of course. So, when this movie first came out, we did get a lot of complaints that people believed it was a pirated copy. It looks like it. Like, even when we were prepping the film itself, it looks like it's a pirated copy. But it is not. It's just that it looks like it's handwritten with on the disc.
Oh, I understand. Okay, well,
yeah, it's one of those.
The one you have in hand is a copy of what you say as the pirated copy that, you know, people are complaining about.
Yeah,
but I believe that someone made a copy, and then a copy of the one that they copied into the sleeve that you receive as the one that you get in return when someone rents the DVD.
Okay, so pull all of them off the shelf and go through them?
Well, what we need to do is just pull all of that particular copy off of the shelf until we figure out which one it is. So we're going to be sending you a package very soon. Within the next couple of days, you should be getting it.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to have a return label and everything for UPS. And you're just going to put all of the copies of that particular movie in that box, and you're going to ship it away as normal, and you're going to receive a new shipment of those same DVDs. And so we're going to be able to determine which one it is here at the corporate office.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Okay, so
as
of right now, I need you to go get those DVDs and put them behind the counter and then break them. And then keep them there behind the counter until you receive that box.
Okay, give me 1 second to grab it.
Okay.
No breaking. Shame on you, Evie.
Should I tell her not to?
Yeah, definitely don't break them.
Okay.
I take all the fun out of everything.
I'm in the fridge.
Yeah, put them all in the freezer.
Okay, well, she'll get back to me before she breaks them, I'm sure.
Yeah, put them in the fridge and wait for the box. That'd be funny. That'd just be dumb and funny.
Put them in the Coca-Cola.
Can you have her hold up the discs to the camera so you can scan them because you're watching her?
Sure, I'll do
no,
that.
No, but yeah, then, yeah, like, yeah. You need to say this one's good, this one's bad.
No, say they're counterfeit, each one.
Hello?
Hi.
All right, so is this Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, so I have them all on the back counter. I'm going to leave them for my store manager as well as a note of everything that I have to go through.
Well, just one more thing before we're done.
Yes, ma'am.
I just need you to... Okay, the security camera that's right behind you.
Which one? Oh, okay, ma'am.
Okay, the one that's right behind you. Okay.
Yeah, the one that faces the counter.
I have a live feed of that right now. I was just wondering if you would hold one of those DVDs up to the camera, and then I'll take a snapshot of it, and I'll be able to send that in with my report.
Wait,
to make
my
sure...
my head is kind of in the way. You want me to go closer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long day. I just, you know...
Don't worry.
Okay. So,
right,
I just did it. Hold. Yeah, just hold it up a little bit.
There you go.
Like almost right... like, put the whole of the CD kind of between your eyeballs and then, like, right... Yeah, perfect. Okay. I'm going to take a snapshot. Just hold it there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. I think that'll work. I think that'll work. Okay, now, one last thing. Just to make sure that they're not going to be messed with or anything in between shift changes and all that, I just need you to put it in the Coke refrigerator. Just go ahead and put them.
We have a back room key, so they're going to be put there.
No, just in the refrigerator that's in the that has the Cokes and the Sprites and.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Just go ahead and put them in the back. Just stuff them right there on the top shelf in the back. No one will see them, but we'll know where to tell the general manager to find them in the morning.
Okay.
All right.
Do you mind if I... Do you have a corporate callback number so she can call you, Deborah?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 1-866...
866, all right.
767.
767, all right.
8273.
8273. And your employee number again?
It's 1337.
Thank you, Deborah.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay,
bye.
Have a great night. I get to go home. You get to go home.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Okay.
Yay, Evie.
You didn't tell her God bless.
Cactus bless.
I don't think she's going to do the fridge thing, but you did get them all taken off the shelf.
They were done. Very good.
99, everyone.
Oh, what? Really?
What? Yeah.
Is this thing on? Word.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees.
Oh, shit.
So what, we go out.
And we get a lighter.
That's how we smoke.